Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the hottest new show on the internet, where your host is an innovator, motivator, captivator, an inspirator, and an authoress. She comes raw and uncut. Sit back and relax. You're about to be unmasked by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Every Friday, right here, 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode.
And you're gonna love me. You're gonna wanna hug me. And
please, they don't want to stop singing. But that first song was "Break Your Promise for the Love You Gave" by the Delphonics. And I want to thank everyone that's here tonight on this Friday, and wherever you may be, I hope you will enjoy our show because we got an exciting show tonight. Tonight we have a real live shaman on the line, and she's going to remove curses. She's going to talk about the people in the music industry that are under the satanic curse, such as Beyonce and Jay-Z, just to name a couple. Oh, my goodness, this show is going to be rocking. And I just want to let you know she's calling all the way from Hawaii. But before I do that, I just want to give some shout-outs to some people that are listening in, and I thank them for listening in, and that's Prevette Lynch out of Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you for listening in. James Halsey out of Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you for listening in. Also, Ronald Tatum out of North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina. Thank you for listening. Also, Kelly Moore out of Nebraska. Thank you for listening. And Mark Anthony out of California. Thank you for tuning in tonight with us. And I want to introduce my co-host, Shalonda. How you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How are you this evening?
We are good. We're good on this end. And I just want to bring on our fantastic guest. We have Kathy, all the way from the Big Island of Hawaii, our curse breaker, our shaman. We want to say thank you and welcome to the show. How you doing,
aloha,
Kathy?
Aloha, everybody. And wow, thank you. That was awesome. Thank you for bringing me on. I've been very excited about coming on your show.
Well, we sure appreciate having you here. But, you know, we want to first start off with we'll let you first remove any curses or any things that might, you know, be binding us on the growth of this show and everything else. But we're going to start with removing the curses, and then we're going to talk about all those people that are under the curse. But if you're out there listening and you want to call in, don't forget, call in to 347-945-6003 and press the number one key, and we'll know you got your hand raised and you got a question for us. So, Kathy, let us know a little bit about you before you do your curse removal.
Whoa, God. Okay, I've been doing this for 30 years. I think I've been trained all my lifetime to be a shaman, but you know, you never know. You sometimes you just don't know until you get old. Then you look back at your life and you go, oh, that's what you had me doing. So I've been working with healing and taking people out of pain. And my ex-husband and I invented these wonderful angel light tools, and I heal for free. Okay.
Did y'all hear that? She heals for free. And in this time and age, ain't too many things for free, so you better make sure you tune in good when she give out the information on how to reach her. Okay, darling.
Well, it's true. You know, you either serve God or you serve money. And I own a rock shop. That's how I make my living. And, you know, I give away my spiritual gifts. And if you put money on it, that means you're telling everybody you're only serving those that are wealthy and that have money. And that's not how it should be.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so after we invented these tools, and, you know, because I don't charge, if I can't take people out of pain in 5 minutes, I get a little antsy. So one day I was, you know, I asking Spirit, and, okay, how can I take these people out of pain, okay, in a hurry, in a very gentle, kind way, so I can get on with my life? Call me selfish. And then the next thing I know, I would be getting information, okay? Someone would come in to my store and go, okay, I went to a healer and they did this. And I would go, oh, okay, that sounds good. And the next thing I know, I've got this, you know, like Spirit would give me A if I got A. They would give me B. If I got B, they would give me C. And pretty soon, I had this incredible curse removal. Also, I had to learn, after I met my ex-husband who came with baggage, his firstborn was a black magician. So he tried to kill the family for as long as I was married.
What?
So I had to learn to stay alive. I had to learn to remove the invisibility bubbles from my store so people could see me and we could, you know, make a living. I could tell you, he was good. He was such a good teacher. Of course, I wouldn't tell him to his face, okay?
Uh-huh.
So everything I learned to survive works for everybody else. So I came up with this curse removal, and it allows you to release energy you've taken on that's not yours. Now, what is a curse? A curse, to me, can be somebody who's angry, jealous, for whatever reason, whatever. You know, you're too pretty, you're on the radio, you're rich, you've got a great boyfriend, you know, whatever, okay? They could use any negative reason. And they're angry. Now, if they express that anger and verbally, using the power of the spoken word, now this is creation. And this is where manifesting comes in. And if they say it with enough feeling, and this is with anything, it's going to manifest. And depending on where you are in the karmic scale in life is how you're going to get hit. And then there's also the people that do black magic and dark voodoo, dark witchcraft, Santa Maria, you know, they're all out there. And again,
yeah, well, let me ask you one question. How could you tell? Like sometimes when you're talking to people and some people just don't get it, And, you know, sometimes you say they're foolish or they are just a fool. Is there a way to tell whether a person is foolish or whether they've been under some kind of curse?
They know. You know, if their life turns to crap, if somebody dies, they lose their job all of a sudden and they've done nothing. Maybe they've had an accident. Maybe they're having recurring accidents, car accidents. People that do the dark arts, they go after everything. Your animals can die.
Ooh.
You know, it can come. And when I was married, we had a lot of animals. And a lot of times if the animals love you, they will take the energy hit for you. And truthfully, there was this one day I had, we had five doves in a cage, and I walked by, they were fine. 10 minutes later, I walked by, they were all dead. Now,
what?
If you look at those doves, okay, my son-in-law was doing black magic, and each one of those doves represented someone in the family. Now, I looked at it, and I blessed their little souls because they earned some positive karma. They chose to take the hit for the family members. And truthfully, if I had to choose between an animal and a child, I'll take the animal, thank you. They'll earn great karma, and they'll move on to a better life.
Wow, that's interesting. I'll tell you what. Callers, if you're out there and you want a curse removal, and like my guest said, sometimes it's not the curse that you think about as in voodoo, but it could be part of that arena. If you have something you feel you want to be relieved from, whether it's pain on your body, a quick healing or whatever, you need to call 347-945-6003, and our guest, Kathy, she'll hook you up. But before we take a break, I see that my co-host, Shalonda, she has a question for you, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Right. I always grew up around crystals and things of that nature, and I always wondered, how could you tell a difference between, I mean, some people, you know, you beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. How would you tell the difference between, say, a good person who is a shaman who is there to remove curses and people who will pretend as if they're good but do bad things with their magic or...
Well, first off, you know right off the bat by if they're going to charge you a lot of money. People who do this work that are doing it in for God, for the right reasons, don't charge money.
Okay.
And then I would actually call to their higher self, like my higher self, to their higher self, and I would say, look, if you are not real, I want to know about it. I want spirit to give me that information now. I want confirmation.
Well, Kathy, since you say that you're a healer and everything, and you said you had a son-in-law who practiced the dark magic.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do you defend yourself from coming under attack when you got someone satanically trying to come at you, even though you're in the light and stuff? How do you protect yourself, and how can people out there listening protect themselves from things seen and unseen?
You know, that's a really good question. And when I do the curse removal, we'll do that after the break, okay, because that will take about 6 minutes.
Okay.
And, oh, my God. I had a brain bubble. What was the quick question again? How do I protect myself? Okay, I assume I'm under psychic attack 24/7. If you're a good person, if you stay in the light, you know, if you're a good person, you have to assume you're under psychic attack because darkness is going to come after you. So every day I'll do the curse removal. I'll remove their energy. I'll clear the path. I remove the energy that anybody may have put over my store to make it invisible. I remove the energy off of our town that could be making the town invisible so tourists won't come in. And I do that every day. And I usually do it the night before because I like to give spirit at least, you know, the angels 12 hours to put it together. And believe me, I put them through crap.
Something that we could use with, like, put do a curse removal over the children, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. I do it for my kids. I do it for the family. I do it for the aunt. You remove everything off of everything you love. And when I do the curse removal, you'll understand. I kind of cover all bases.
Well, that's good. And we need to take a break. And when we come back, if you want to talk to the shaman, call 347-945-6003. And before we take that break, I just want to give a shout-out to Gail Delicious Johnson, my beautiful mom, Lola Matthews out of South Carolina, my good friend James Halsey out of Maryland, another friend, Brevette Lynch out of Maryland, and Ronald Tatum out of Durham, North Carolina, and Mark Anthony in California. Hello to all of y'all. Thank you for listening in. And we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we're going to have her do a curse removal, and then we're going to get into the thick of who in the industry is under satanic influences, because if you don't know, she's going to make you know right now, tonight. We're going to make it happen. So stay tuned when we come back from our break.
Took a shower. Once again, I'm heading home, but I'm satisfied to the bone. Like so many times before, you had me begging. Running home and earth, when it's you I prefer. She's got paper on me. She's got paper on me. Getting tired of sneaking in, lying about where I've been. How long can this go on? Pretending to love someone who just don't turn me on. It's every time I taste your sweet, sweet lips, make up my mind to abandon the ship. Man, oh man, she's cramping my style. I look in her face and see your sweet smile, but she's got paper. Oh, the sweet little thing that's always on. together. Well, 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 what have we here? I know you thought I was all the way on my job by now. Well, I forgot my sweater and I'm on my way back and I started thinking, this show been acting strangely. And what is this I hear when I walk up to my bathroom door? You singing about some other woman? Let me tell you something, Mr. Looks So Good. From now on, this house is where you used to live. My, my, my. Don't we look pretty in that suit, my money boss? You better come on downstairs and have a seat. But don't you get too comfortable now, because you won't be here that long. Now, I'm not exactly sure about what you're doing, but I know you're doing something. I gave you the best years of my life trying to be a good mother and a good wife. I made you what you are. You hear me? I paid the house note. I put you through school. I paid for that pretty car you riding your woman all women round in. Now, if I can't be number one, I will not be number two unless I want to be. And right now, I'm in no mood to be number two. That's right, I got favors on you. And you do understand, my dear, that you must pay me to be free. That's what I said. You're going to pay me for my years and my tears and all my wasted years. And I know being with me hurts you. And I mean, you don't dig me anymore. But I'm hurting too. And you can tell that Disney broad, you know, the one you singing about, the Miss Sweet Little Thing that's always on your mind, that I'm not letting you out of this unless you buy me out. I'm not going through no more hard times or bad times, because I can do bad all by myself. All by myself. Yeah, I got papers on you. But now I'm throwing them in the trash can of my memory. Now take your little albums and your little raggedy components that never work, and you can scat. You hear me? Just use my life up. Use my body up.
Wow, that was a song called She's Got Papers on Me by Richard Dimple Spills. And I am so glad to announce that our other guest, Carolyn Chris Yeager, she has finally arrived, and she's here by the way of Colorado. And our other guest on here, Kathy, is from Hawaii, and she is our curse remover. And Carolyn Chris Yeager is the lady who helps with the mental issues on the brain. But we're going to get Carolyn on the phone right now and let her introduce herself and share a little bit about her, and then we're going to get into the curse removal. Hi, Carolyn. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. I want to apologize for not being available when you first called. Apparently, we had a confusion about the phone numbers.
Oh, okay. No problem. No problem. We're just glad to have you on here now. So you want to share a little bit about your background for our listeners?
Well, I am a retired psychologist, and at this point in my life, I am dealing with making my children understand that they are going to have to move on in this life on Earth without me.
Well, you know, Tom, if you can figure that out, let everybody else know, because seems like
right, let everybody else know. Yeah,
they always come back and can't get rid of me, just like roaches everywhere, you know, so that's a good feat. But, Carolyn, when you was a psychologist, what was you majoring in?
I was a clinical psychologist.
Okay, and what was you dealing with most?
Families and children. And
so you were dealing with children that had mental scars, or what? What was the reason it was coming to you?
Often because of broken homes and broken backgrounds.
Wow. So do you have any success stories you'd like to share now that you're retired?
There really isn't much I can share about my background, the stories that I know from psychology, working in private, are mostly confidential.
Well, I understand the doctors and patient confidentiality clause. I'm not saying for you to give me any names, but there in everybody's life if you're doing something such as what you do. There are some people that come out of the unusual. You know, there's a special case. Everybody got a special case when they're dealing with people, and I just wondered if you want to share one of your special cases where you felt that you made a big impact on their recovery.
Wow.
The
greatest success that I feel that I can share is the success that I had with my own children.
Okay, and what success was that?
Well, they came out of the background of abuse and divorce and being passed from foster care situations, from family to family to family. And I adopted them when they were preteens.
Well, bless your heart, because preteen is a troublesome time to deal with.
Yes, it is.
You know, maturity levels and puberty. So a lot of times at that age, they are hard-headed. So I applaud you for stepping in and taking someone older children and making them, you know, feel
And I can safely say now that they are well on their own. They have both girls have gained their independence and have essentially told Mom, okay, we can get along on our own now, Mom. You don't have to take care of us anymore.
So that's wonderful. So that means you and your husband.
I have two grandchildren that they are raising, and I just feel very confident in their future.
So, Carolyn, you raised these adopted children by yourself?
No, it took the whole community.
You was a single parent, and that's what you're saying, right, at that time?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wonderful.
As a single parent,
we're going to switch over to our other guest, Kathy, out of Hawaii, who is a person who can remove curses. And at this particular time, she's going to remove the curse, and we're going to let her do a thing, and then we're going to get into some conversations about what are the movie stars and people in entertainment field who are under satanic curse, because y'all need to know, y'all need to stop fraternizing their music, and there's going to be some signs that she's going to tell you and let you know who's caught up. So if you ain't about being godly, you know, if you're under the curse of the devil, well, we're going to figure that out and give you some insight. Well, that being said, Kathy, are you still with us, darling?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so
wonderful.
Let me explain what I'm going to do real quick. Yes, I'm going to open up everybody's chakras, and that's energy centers in the body, and you have one at the top of your head, which is your crown chakra, your third eye, which is the middle of your forehead, your throat, heart, your solar plexus, belly button, your feet and your hands. And then I'm going to remove energy that you don't need and stuff like that. So if I burp, because I'm going to kind of focus on you, Terry, right now.
That's
and
fine.
If I burp, I'm burping up your stuck energy, okay? But I'm going to do it for everybody.
All
okay?
Right.
So don't consider me rude if I burp, okay? Okay. It's
I'm
better
fine.
Than...
We're all right.
it's better than throwing up and farting. And, you know, on
no,
my end, that's really lovely. Okay, all right. So I want everybody to sit down, get really comfortable, put your feet flat on the floor, and put your hands up so your palms are upward, facing heaven, and just be really comfortable. All right, let there be light. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, sacred fire vested in me, I surround you all in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal each one of you in your very own pink bubble of love. Now, I call to all your teachers, guides, masters, and I invite them in to help us make all this energy work very gentle, loving, and kind. So now I want you to take some gentle breaths, and as you exhale, I want you to imagine everything that no longer serves you just being released. And wherever you hurt the most, I'm going to want you to imagine I've got these really cool rock angel light tools, and I'm going to put my crystal tools over where you hurt, and we're going to just release that energy while we're doing this energy work, okay? So breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. So take one more deep breath, breathe in light, and exhale anything else that's left in your body that no longer serves you. It goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. Now, I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing light coming down from God, coming into your crown chakra at the top of your head, and feel that energy gently, and it's a very nice warm energy, flow through your brain, and imagine it going out your third eye. And now allow that divine energy to flow down even further so it comes out of your throat chakra. And now let that divine energy come down even further and feel it flow out of your heart. All right, now everyone, feel that divine energy flow out of your heart one more time. All right, so now feel the divine energy flow even farther and allow it to come out of your solar plexus. And now allow that divine energy to flow even farther and feel it come out of your belly button. And now that energy, feel it flow even farther and imagine it coming out of your root chakra. And now feel that divine energy flow all the way down your legs, let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Now feel it flow down your arms and out your hands and let it flow down your spine. So take one more deep breath, and this time as you exhale, imagine the angel light tools releasing anything dark or negative that's left in your body that no longer serves you, and imagine it being released through the crystals as you exhale, then breathe normal. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want Michael the Archangel to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family going backwards and forwards hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties, those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We reconnect them back to the Creator and fill them up with love. We command them to be neutral, to only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth and remove any energy implants that could have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, or dark witchcraft. And I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all the unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael, the Archangel, to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And it's all that unwanted energy that's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. Is gently peeled off of you too, like an onion skin. We send it through the violet flame back to God, and you keep filling up with more of your divine essence. Now, if there is anybody out there that's directing any dark energy at you, we're going to ask them to stop and to step forward in the light, because if they're doing it to you, they're doing it to others. And we want them to step forward in the light and stop doing this work. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher self and their guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness now. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do their dark work, that energy stays contained in that bubble of mirror until they choose to do works of good. Now, this bubble of mirror, I'm also going to put the purple flame in it, the violet flame, to transmute any energy, dark energy they're trying to put out, so they have no forward movement. And this bubble stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. Now, I call to your higher self, and I ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And then it starts manifesting in your body now. All right, now I want you to start feeling earth energy coming up your feet. And with every breath, I want you to start feeling now very grounded, very centered, very clear-headed. And with every breath, you're feeling more of that earth energy come up your legs. And you're just feeling very centered, very imbalanced. Very clear-headed. All right, we're done, Terry. Now, I want to tell everybody.
Well, I just want to thank you for that. If nothing else, that was very relaxing. But, you know, I need to ask Carolyn, because this is a practice that she's not into, but she went through the scientific way of research or whatever it took to become a psychologist. I just want to ask Carolyn's opinion. What do you feel about people who claim that they are healers?
This is powerful imagery that I was just hearing. And, in fact, similar practices have been part of my education. And
wonderful. That validates what she was doing. And I also want to let people know, Kathy also swims with dolphins. Now, how bad is that?
That is big.
That's awesome. But, you know, I want to say something, Kathy. I heard you burp one time. Is that an indication, since you didn't burp but one time, that I didn't need that much removal? Because the first time you did, you was burping your butt off.
Yeah, isn't it nice to know you're not that toxic today?
Yes.
But some people don't think I'm working
wonderful
unless I'm burping, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, callers, if you want a specific question answered, 347-945-6003. And hit the number one key. It will let us know that you got some questions or some concerns for our guests. But this next question is directed at our guest, Carolyn. Carolyn Yeager, Chris, let me ask you a question. You said in part of your studies you were taught about being a healer.
Oh, yes.
So,
in fact,
scientifically, medicine is showing that that is something that is valid. It's nothing that you can say is not true. That they are saying pretty much that this is legit. They're teaching that to you and whoever goes through the course to be a psychologist. Is that what I'm trying to say? Is that an accurate statement?
Well, during my training, during my clinical training, we were encouraged every semester that I was in school to participate in a different form of therapy. And the kind of imagery and the language that Kathy was just using is familiar to me from having gone through some of that training.
Wow,
and
well, that's wonderful.
It is powerful imagery.
But, you know, it's like you said, I was taking a course when I was in law enforcement, and part of the training, they had all of the candidates. We were in this room, and this lady, she had some soft instrumental music on, and she was talking, and she was telling us to visualize being on a beach and all this stuff, and that was very relaxing. So
yeah.
I guess, you know, that's a lot to be said for self-healing when you can pretty much take a deep breath. That
yeah.
all the, you know,
letting
stress
go,
of life
letting
is,
go of stress and visualize
yes.
different areas and different kinds of energy in your body. Well, the power of thought is great.
Exactly.
And the spirit of love, of God, is healing. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind that
okay,
this,
well, let's get
this
to the
healing.
Good stuff. Kathy, I want you to tell us and tell my listeners about the people in the entertainment field that are caught up under the satanic curse and possession. Now, everyone's seen recently on the Grammys Beyonce and Jay-Z. Tell me, are they bona fide people possessed under satanic rituals?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've had to do study, and I have learned that if you are famous, you signed. You sold your soul. If you didn't sell your soul, you would not be up there on that stage.
Wow, so you're saying everybody famous, no exception, they had to be part of a satanic cult, or why couldn't they just be blessed under the light of God?
Well, the ones that, you know, get caught up in it and then they decide to get out, they either kill them or they destroy their careers. And then, of course,
wow.
you make it look like an accident. And, you know, to me, Michael Jackson was one. They destroyed his career, make him look like a totally bad guy. And he decided
mm-hmm.
to buck the system. I have a lot of respect for that man. Paul Walker, who just died, he turned Christian 2 weeks before they killed him.
Wow. Who was Paul Walker?
He was an actor. He played in, oh, my God, what did he
in
play?
Series.
In the movie. In what?
The Fast and the Furious.
Yes, he did. Fast and the Furious, all the movies. Very handsome guy, but, you know, he went Christian, they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you look at these award ceremonies, and this includes the Super Bowl coming up. Let's add that one in, too. But they have now become satanic rituals. They shove it in our faces. You've got all the colors, the hand signals. I mean, when Jay-Z and Beyonce was up there, I mean, I wouldn't call her a whore because that's giving whores a bad name. Whores go out and work for a living. They're very, you know, they're honest women. They're trying to support themselves. I look at Beyonce as a slut for Satan, and her husband, Jay-Z, just pimped her out on stage in national TV.
Yeah,
and she loved it.
Sit dance, and you can see her vaginal lips on the outside of her outfit, like camel toes. I was, like, shocked. And I said, now, she's a mom, and she up there, you know, showing herself in such yuck. You know, disrespectful
now,
light.
That is a ritual. If you go up on YouTube and look up Illuminati rituals, there is something from, I think, the 50s. You see all these old men. Of course, old men. And
mm-hmm.
then you see the woman on the chair doing the ritual, and it's slutty. Beyonce was doing the same thing. I went, wow, you know, nice guy. I've never seen anybody spread their legs so much since Sharon Stone did the movie, movie she did, and spread her legs to become famous, okay? You know, and I have to tell you, there was one woman who's a Christian gospel singer, and I want to honor her. Her name is Natalie Grant, and she walked out of the Grammys after she started witnessing all those satanic rituals. And, I mean, Katy Perry was over the top, I must say. Can you throw on enough
fire
and brimstone?
Well, you know, we have our other guest, Carol, and she got a hand up. She want to ask you a question. So So I'm going to let Carolyn ask you the question that she has.
You're asking me to...
Well, you got your hand up like you want to ask a question. Do you have
actually,
a question?
Actually, I do. But how did you know that? You can't see me.
I know that because when you press number one, it puts a
so
question
what
on
I
w- so that you know you have.
What was in my heart. what powerful communication this can be. I have to say that I am, you're talking about a world that I really do not know intimately. I don't follow the games. I don't follow the award ceremonies. I also don't like to judge when I hear descriptions such as Kathy is giving now, or make generalizations such as Kathy just made.
Well, let me just say this. You saying that Kathy is making generalizations, I know I just seen on the TV recently on a History Channel, and they were talking about satanic cults and hand symbols, and they showed Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, saying they played the tape where they said they felt like they were possessed on a satanic ghost, and they also would put their hand together in the middle, like a triangle. I don't even want to try to do that. And they incorporate that in her dress. They had a ram's horn down the front of what like a bathing suit. So they showed it on the History Channel in documentation of satanic cults and modern day.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a generalization, or I wouldn't have been able to see that myself on TV.
And then Beyonce even admitted herself that when she goes out on that stage, she goes from being Beyonce to Sasha Fierce or whoever, and she feels possessed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She even, you know, she gives the demon a name, Sasha Fierce.
And they show her face. Look, her face is grotesque, is mean, is growling and stuff, you know. So
okay.
I'm just
thinking that there are other entertainers that I have enjoyed who are caught up in the passion of their art, their expression, but not necessarily, I wouldn't call it satanic.
Okay, well, who are those people? Maybe we might give you some insight, and maybe they are into life. Name one of those people you're talking about.
Well, for example, Seeger, is it, who just died?
Who?
Who just died? What's the name? I didn't hear you.
A singer from Seeger. Was his name? He just died a couple days ago.
I don't understand. You say a speaker from a singer. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Oh, you're Bill. Seeger. Yes, he's definitely, he is one of them. He's a good guy. I will give you that one. He is a good guy. However, he is not on TV anymore.
What's the name she said? Because I want the listeners to understand, because I didn't understand anything. Who's the person
Bob
she's referring
Seeger.
To?
Yeah, he's an old, beautiful.
There was
a lot
of protest music.
Folk music.
Yeah.
He's
folk
a folk
songs
singer.
Bill. Protest songs from the 50s and 60s. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
what's
the name one of
yeah.
the songs? Because right now, it's like something don't no one else understand, because all I hear is he's a speaker or a singer back in the 50s, you know, so we'll know to make our comparison.
He's
so you know
definitely, though, not on stage now, and he hasn't been for years. Now, if you want to talk about the people
True.
That are on stage now, they have sold their soul to Satan to get on there. And if you look them up, you will see that they have somewhere have done the sign of the Diablo or made the sign of Satan. So they let everybody know that they're part of the crowd.
And I can't argue with you that there, because I've seen children get caught up into that music, and it destroys their lives.
Well, we're talking generational satanic. I mean, I've seen little Anjali Jolie's little girl, okay, what, she's 4 or 5 years old, giving
mm-hmm.
the sign say of Satan. I've seen it happen with Will Smith's kids.
Mm-hmm.
what? Else going out on national TV and giving the sign of the Diablo. And he did it on David Letterman. It's on YouTube. And,
well,
you know, David Letterman, that boy slid away from David Letterman because there's something going on between David Letterman and Will Smith, okay?
Well,
you know, these guys have to.
Wait, we can only talk to one time, okay? Now, if you want to ask a question, please hit the number one key so I know who it is that want to talk, and I'll make sure I get to everybody. Put your hands up. Okay, now, I think caller ending 0686, she had a question. Am I correct?
Well, I was just listening, you know, as far as, like, you know, her saying who's demonic and, you know, who's that following. And it's true because, you know, I go on YouTube quite a bit, and my granddaughter even turned me on to the Illuminati. You know, they, Jay-Z, like Chris Brown, there's a lot of them. You know, they even have a song that they sing. And, see, you need to listen to these lyrics of some of these songs that they're singing. Instead of singing along with them, you need to turn them off. Because
you
they
are
have
right
a
on.
Thing. Chris Brown sang this song. It's about what the song is about. Because they actually believe that the devil has them believing that God had cast them out of heaven unjustly, and he was wrong for doing that. So it's a song about an angel and the devil, and they're giving all the praises to the devil in this particular song. So,
ooh,
you know, in their music they have these things that they're, you know, putting out there, and they're poisoning the minds of these of the youth, you know, because they're singing along with these lyrics, and then sometimes they get ideas from them. You know, that's why it's a lot of music that I don't entertain. A lot of music.
Well, I have a question
not because
this.
Of the, and all, it's not because of the lyrics in some of these songs. You have to be
because I know back in the day there was
the lyrics
from
some of the songs that they're putting out there.
Yes, and back in the day they were saying that some songs, if you play them backwards, you can hear messages. But what I want to know is, how do these people become part of this Illuminati? Is someone bringing it to them? Is it something that they're praying for? And then someone just shows up and say, here, sign your soul over to the devil. I mean, how are they connecting with these people?
Who are we talking to? Me?
Kathy.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm not quite in that loop, but I'm sure they're approached by someone who's famous. And they do it. They, you know, I saw a movie, and it was with Keanu Reeves, and I've never seen him do a darker role in his life. And he said in that movie, he goes, you know, I chose this man. Why? Because he's innocent, and we love to see the innocent turn.
Wow.
So they go after these very talented young guys, well, young people that are talented. And these young people, they want fame. They don't know what they're getting into. Even Katy Perry's come out and said, you know, it wasn't happening. So she signed her soul away. Over
look
to
at
the
Justin
devil.
Bieber's.
Oh,
look
my God. Yes, I agree. And Kanye West. You know, okay, he was mouthing off so bad that the devil told him to shut up because he was chasing people over to the light because they stopped going to his concerts and they were listening. I mean, who wants to go to a concert with Jay-Z or Beyonce or Kanye West to get cursed and be cursed?
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. But we need to take a break,
and
anyone can call in at 347-945-6003. After the break, we're going to come back, and our other guest, Carolyn Chris Yeager, she would like to ask you a question, Kathy. And if you want to ask a question, just hit the number one key, and I know you got your hand raised.
Cried so many hours. Trying to make it right, just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears. in hopes they disappear. I try to let it go,
but I guess
you just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I tried to call your name, oh, tell me I'd be wealthy. But I learned that I could cope.
Well,
I discovered I could make it. Oh, in nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I discovered I could take it. Oh, now I wouldn't change a thing. No, no, not for the knowledge, not for the knowledge that I've gained. Let me say it like this, I learned that I could grow.
Reading.
I can see that. What's the title of the book?
Insane.
Oh, I heard about that author.
Where'd you hear?
I heard that she is authoress Terry Elow, who lives in Alabama. She's written and published 7 books. Insane is her eighth book.
Wow, you are right.
So where did you get your book?
From her website, www.terrylau.com. You also can get it on Amazon straight to your Kindle.
Can I read Insane when you finish?
No way. This was autographed to me. But you can go to her website, www.terrylau.com, and get your own autographed copy.
Write that down for me.
I sure will.
Well, that music selection was by Pastor Marvin Winans. I'm Over It and You Just Don't Want to Know. And we have two special guests here tonight. One is Kathy from Hawaii, who has the ability to remove curses. She's a shaman. She's been doing it for over 30 years. And we have a noted psychologist, retired Carolyn Yeager Crisp out of Colorado. And we just want to tell all our listeners, thank you for tuning in from north to south and east to west. You know, and I want to say a special hello to Dexter Hess in Colorado for supporting Carolyn tonight and all these other guests. We have James Halsey out of Maryland, Lola Matthews out of South Carolina. We have Prevette Lynch out of Maryland. We have Mark Anthony out of California, Wayne Ditchville out of Australia. Wow. So everybody is tuning in at the same time, and I just want to thank everybody. But we're going to come back with Kathy and Carolyn. Kathy, Carolyn had a question before the break. And what's that question, Carolyn? Carolyn had a question for you.
Yes.
She wanted to make a statement.
Yes.
Pertaining to you and these different entertainers that are under satanic curse or possession.
When someone comes to you feeling cursed, and what I was just wondering, what do you find most effective in helping that person be freed from that curse? Do you find it more effective to focus on the evil that is gripping that person, or do you find yourself focusing on the goodness and the light that, and to release?
Well, Kathy, before you answer that question, I want to ask Carolyn a question. Carolyn, when you was not in retirement mode and you was helping people get over the mental things that they was going through, have you always talked so slow and deliberate?
I do have a very deliberate, thoughtful way of talking, yes.
Okay. Well, with tonight's show, is it possible, and I'm not trying to be rude, can you speed it up? Because I'm sitting here, I'm saying, okay, is she going to speed it out? Could you just speed up a tad so we can keep the questions going and don't run out of time?
Okay. Do you want me to repeat my question faster?
I got it.
Okay,
got
good.
When people come in for healing, a lot of times they're in physical pain. So I do the curse removal, and I literally focus on just removing and releasing their pain. We don't focus on what caused it. We let it go. And as they hear me do the curse removal, they understand really deep down where it's coming from, and they usually have a really good idea of who's doing it to them. And you just release it and let it go. And like everybody tonight, you should feel lighter because you just released everything that no longer serves you.
Well, when I was younger, my mom had told me one time that she felt that one of my uncles was rooted, terminology, like someone had some kind of spell over him. He couldn't get stronger in himself. He kept staying sick. He always had headaches, you know. And a lot of people don't believe in that root. Rooting as some people do. What's your opinion about that, Kathy?
Well, whether they believe it or not, it happens. And if you understand why is something is happening to you instead of going, oh, my God, okay, why is life falling apart? And like, oh, maybe I pissed somebody off, and this is dark energy, and they're just really good at what they do. I mean, if they were really good, you'd be dead, so they're not that good, okay? But they can destroy your life. And when you remove that energy and you give them attention by neutralizing what they do, they're nothing, and your life moves forward. It's when you ignore it that they have all the power.
Well,
so, you know.
That's good. Carolyn made a good point. She said that everybody in the entertainment field is not under a curse, and you collaborate with her that the person that she was thinking of was a good person.
Okay, but we're saying under a curse, okay, or satanic, that have sold themselves out. That's two different things. Now, Pete Seeger did not sell himself out, and he's not out on the stage anymore. Anybody who doesn't go with the program doesn't really go out there anymore. They don't become famous, and they either kill them or they destroy their career. Now, he's been around forever, and he just doesn't get, you know, he didn't care. Well, he died at 90. But he wasn't on stage, so he knew. There are a few people that are not, Cat Williams is not satanic. And he'll come out and say they almost destroyed his career, and he's afraid for his life.
Wow, the comedian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. But I know one thing, that movie, The Exorcist, that it came out back in 1974, it said that a lot of those people that played in that role, they died. Or they had problems. They said Linda Blair, she went from alcoholism to drug abuse to just being out there because she played that role. What do you feel about people who are playing these roles that involve the dark side? You know, because me, I personally wouldn't want to do it because I don't want to be chanting nothing. I don't want to do nothing even in play. And when I hear this up on TV, I start putting my finger in my ear and say, la, 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 because I don't want to hear none of this, you know, even though I want to watch horror shows and talk about that. I'm not down with that at all.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of times when you do those roles, you become possessed. And you manifest it. Let's take Christopher Reeves, for example, okay? You know, he was Superman, and then he had this very, very horrible accident where he became a paraplegic. Well, do you know that before he became a paraplegic, he was studying for a role to be a paraplegic.
He
over manifested, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you manifest, and you can manifest what you are. And a lot of them say, and you listen to them, even Meryl Streep, she goes, oh, I can play all these parts because something possesses me. I allow the dark energy in. They're not shy. And they've been doing this crap for years. It's just that their magic is waning. Now, did you know when they do their records that they get together, a group does ritual around their music?
What?
So you will buy them, and they can conjure up demons, and they command the demons to be attached, and they do this to the master copy. And they command the demons to go out with that music. So, you know, whenever you buy Jay-Z's work or Beyonce's work, you got a lot of demons coming into your home, you know?
Well,
stop supporting these people.
But let me ask you about the Ouija board. I mean, because a lot of people think it's a game, and some people have shown on TV where the Ouija board has introduced spirits. You know, I don't play that way. You know, anything that seems like it's on the dark side or satanic or whatever, I don't even joke like that. And my daughter, when she was young, she had a Ouija board. Man, we got into a big, nasty argument because she didn't want to throw it out. And she was young. She was a teenager, but I snatched it up. That had to go out of my house. I was not playing with that. What do you feel about people today that are selling the Ouija boards and people who have them, they think it's a joke?
Well, they don't know any better, and they are allowing dark entities into their house. They don't protect themselves, you know, and they think it's a game, and it's not. You know, that Ouija board is not something that opens the door to angels, and in light, it draws the dark side. And no, I threw the game out myself when my kids had it. I went, no, you're not going to have this in the house, and no, we're not going to play. And no, it's not a good thing to do.
Well, I see.
Yeah, can I say something really quick about the Exorcist?
I was just on you on, so you got a question.
Okay, well, The Exorcist was based on, well, it was a true story, but it was a little boy that happened to. But they're not telling the truth for how that story really went down. But in any event, some of the actors were actually harmed when that movie was being made. You know, like Kathy. Is your name Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, like Kathy had mentioned, you know, the devil, one thing about some people who don't believe in the devil, that makes them very happy because that gives them more of an advantage over people. But he's very cunning, very slick, very sly. He does things to the point where people actually believe right is wrong. And like she had mentioned, when Jay-Z and them make those albums and stuff and how the devil goes out with them, that is true. You know, he's very slick, very cunning, and very sly, and he takes advantage of the sick, he takes advantage of the weak, he takes advantage of people who don't know that he exists, who don't believe that he exists. So you have
right,
to be
which is
very
what he wants.
When it comes to dealing with the devil, because he's very slick, very cunning, he knows everything. So if
yep.
he knows that you believe in this, believe in that, he's going to wheel his way in there and get to you. So don't think that.
The guest, Carolyn, I see your hand is up. I think she wants to make a statement or say something, Carolyn. Darling, you have a question or a statement?
I was just praying, Lord, please.
The prayer works.
Shine into this space so that we can all see past our fear, past the evil, to the light and to the word that loves us. And
well, amen, because, sister, prayer changes things. And I always pray daily, each and every day, many times. But at night, I pray for the blood of the Lamb upon me and my home, and angels camp about me and keep me safe from things seen and unseen, because I ain't playing, because there's so many things our mind cannot grasp because we're limited in our intelligence. And there's a lot of things out there that are really happening and really true. We don't want to entertain that. But I do entertain that if there's a God, there's a devil, and I don't play that, you know, I'm going to stomp on his head because I ain't trying to go out like that. Thank God my mom kept us in the church as kids and as adults, and we got a foundation of Christ in our life.
But, and you and Kathy both said, you know, parents have a lot of power. You can turn the TV off. You can prevent a lot of the influences of music that destroys the child's life. I mean, when we are raising our kids, if we just need to let God into our lives and to speak through us more than the devil.
Well, my mom is on the line right now, Mrs. Matthews, and she's also a preacher's kid. Grandpa was a Baptist minister, and she got a statement she wanted to say. Miss Matthews, or Mommy, what you got to say, darling?
I don't have too much to say, baby. I'm just going to listen to what they are saying, but she is right. If you let the devil come in, he'll take over your whole body and soul. So you got to be prepared for the key to Christ in your life and do
Amen.
As he wants you to do. Listen to what he has to say.
Amen.
And then the devil can't get in.
Carrie, Sharonda wanted me to let you know that she had to leave. She had a family emergency.
Yeah, I knew that when I saw her drop off. That was my co-host. She had to leave, but that's all right. We're going to hold down the fort right here and right now. And let me ask you something, Kathy. How would a person know that what is happening to them is just an unfortunate, you know, thing, or whether something was, you know, supernatural surrounding them?
You know, again, I just assume I'm under psychic attack, and I deal with it, and I negate it. And I just deal with it, and things clear away. And so when you don't, you know, you think, oh, my God, it's my fault. Okay, I'm a bad person. Oh, my God, why is this happening to me? Well, you know, if you're a light worker, and again, you know, being in here in Hawaii, and I'm white, and Hawaii is an occupied country, occupied by the United States, I can get cursed for just being white on the island. I'm low man on the totem pole.
Why is
okay.
that? Because most everybody is a Samoans?
Yeah, you know, there's there's more of every other race except whites, which is fine. You know, it's a very lovely blend here. I love it. But that's how it is. You know, I mean, for the work I do, I go after people that are satanic. I neutralize what they do. You can't blind an eye to it. You have to cut them off from their energy sources. And really quick, I want to bring up the Super Bowl if I can, because that's another big ritual for these guys at halftime. So I thought it would be really fun if I can share. You know, the Super Bowl's outside. It's in New Jersey. And these guys really mess with us through weather all the time. I mean, through chemtrails, through their harp. You know, so much of what we see is not natural weather anymore. So I thought fair is fair play. So for the Super Bowl, I thought, you know, we can really neutralize their satanic ritual magic. And, you know, imagine that it rains, okay, that the temperature goes to about 34, 35 degrees, and lots of rains. And if you want to throw in a few lightning bolts for drama, awesome. Now, just at halftime, okay, you want them to play the ball game because we don't want them to delay it, and, you know, we have to go through this again. So every time these guys come out and try to do their halftime ritual, it pours. They go back in, it stops. They come out, it pours. They go back in, it stops. They go out, it pours. Until they get it, and then they just let the football game go on. And, you know, while you're doing it, and if you're going to watch it, just imagine any energy that they're putting out for the football game is neutralized and gaining no momentum.
Well, I see that I have a guest here out of Maryland whose last four digits is 2220, and I want to ask him, what's his question for our guest? Hello? You're on the air. Well, I guess he must be shy. Out of Maryland, your last four digits are 2220. Okay. Would you have, like, a question or make a statement to our guests? We got one who's a psychologist and one who was a curse remover. Sir? Hello? Are you still with us? I guess he don't want to talk now. But anyway, we need to take a little small break, and we need to come back. And if you need to call in at 347-945-6003, and we want to come back, and we have two dynamic women on here that, you know, you need to talk to, and want to stay tuned after the break and join us on Unmasked.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. Always complaining about me never being at home. But when a valve broke, she's telling me about the things that a girl been got, what she ain't got. And she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're holding now,
but I'm there at halftime. So.
When I ain't there to rub your back.
I'm doing a lot of
young
videos. I love your
back. And the skeletons come out of the closet and take you all around the room. And the memories spell out like a ghost and dance around in a bad slow tune. Ah, if you think you're lonely now. Oh, wait a minute. I'll be long.
That was a lovely selection by Bobby Womack, If You Think You're Lonely Now. And on that break, we was talking about different people in the entertainment field that's caught up and possessed. Our two guests tonight are different. We have Carolyn Yeager, Chris Yeager here, who is a psychologist who dealt with family issues and children. And she also have done a lot of things, and she has this organization that she's working with. Carolyn, what's the name of the organization that you're working with right now?
Covenant Programs Incorporated.
And what do they do, dear?
Well, it's not a they. It's a concept, actually, that has been, we have registered the name for the corporation in the state of Colorado in order to encourage people to begin working toward a vision for health and education in the United States.
Okay, so is that a concept where when they come there, you're giving them skills to make them more available to fill out applications, get jobs, and make them feel good about themselves? Is that something like that?
That would be a small part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Helping to people to organize their ideas into workable solutions. For example, especially families who are looking for alternative ways to raise their children.
What do you mean alternative ways? I thought there was only one way you raise a child. You know, you try to instruct them on what they're supposed to be doing to get out of line and punish your
about
spank.
Education systems, that in this country we are committed to public education that sends our children into classrooms, the public schools, and in some cases, children learn at home. Everything that a child learns that is most useful in life is learned primarily within the family. How to build a business, for example, learned from how parents business of their home.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Carolyn. You say there are alternative ways in raising a child. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I only got one child, but, you know, I felt like the main thing was to put my daughter in a moral and expected conscious awareness and practice of our Lord in heaven. Number one, I also teach them to be respectful of other people. I teach her that certain things has to be done in the house, and she finds out that if she don't do it, I'm going to wear that ass out, you know. So what are these alternative ways you're talking about? Because I get tired of seeing kids out in public disrespecting their parents because the parents are too afraid to do anything, and the kids just showing off where you should just jack them up where he at and fix it.
Well, you're very definitely focused on this alternative that I have in mind, which is that children learn from their parents.
Okay.
And if their parents are definitely involved in whatever public education that the children are involved in, for example, being involved in the class where they go to school, the school is empowered by the parents.
Ooh. All right. Are we good?
I respect the teachers as well, because they got a hard job, because a lot of times kids are out of control, and then when we send them to school, it's the teacher's responsibility to train them and teach them. So I thank all the teachers out there, especially Rivette Lynch out of Maryland, for doing that for us, stepping in when we should, you know, have someone else like a village help raise a child. But, Carolyn, I'm going to get back to you real quick. I'm going to talk to Kathy. Kathy, let people know about that store that you have in Hawaii, and tell them about the effects of the crystals, because she has a big crystal. I don't know how big it is, but it looks like at least about 3 feet.
Ah, and it's like 5 feet. It weighs over 1,000 pounds, and it's actually the largest crystal in Hawaii. It's a 1,000-pound smoky quartz celestial earthkeeper. And originally came from Brazil, and I've had her for over 20 years. I've been her caretaker for over 20 years. So my store is called Kathy's Angelite Crystals, Miracles and Joy, and I'm on the Big Island in Honoka'a. And you come in, I do free pain and stress release, and I teach people how to heal without drugs and take pain away without drugs using my angelite tools and love. You can go to my website where I have all my angelite healing products that I actually make myself. They're all goddess-made. And it's www.angellightom.com. That's angellightom.com. And my crystal removal, you can go there.
How'd you get it? Because that's amazing. I have never seen a crystal that big.
You know, when God wants you to have something, he works out the details. But when I was in California, had my store there, the guy that brought these huge crystals lived 30 miles away and worked out a payment plan with us. God made sure we had money in the bank every time a payment was due, and I got it in the divorce war. He got his tools,
so,
I got mine.
You said that crystal is the largest in Hawaii, and came from Brazil. Is there any other known crystal around, period, globally, that is that large? It's huge. It's massive.
Well, I have another 650-pound crystal. It looks like a turtle that you can sit on, and you can come hug my crystal. She's very social. And then in Kauai, they've got one of the other islands. In a Hindu temple, they have a 700-pound crystal.
Wow, so somebody just went wherever he got, inside of a cave or whatever, and excavated that and just kept it. Isn't that worth a lot of money if they were to make it into jewelry? I mean, because right now I have a chandelier, but that's Australian crystals. That thing is expensive, and when you look at how small the crystal ornaments are compared to the size of that crystal that you have, wow.
Well, thank goodness that, I keep the guys with the hammers away from it. And God makes little crystals smaller so they can do their little carvings and whatever. But now, you don't come across a big piece like this very often. And I use her for earthwork. So we do a lot of prayers around here. Thursday nights I do light circles. So we meditate like 5 to 10 minutes on love. And then we do light. We bring in light. We do bubbles of light, and we put in there what needs to be healed on the earth. And we also cut darkness off from their energy supplies so light can go through and gain strength. And then we have playtime. So we take turns sitting on the earth keeper. And if there's any messages that come through, we share. So you can develop, and I don't charge for that. You don't charge when people come in. And they're giving their energy to service work for the earth, for the planet, for humanity. You know what I mean?
Right, I do. But I want to jump around and get back one more time before our time runs out. Could you give us a list of people that are under the satanic influence in the entertainment field. Now, we all know about Jay-Z and Beyonce. We all know about that symbol that they use when they put their hand together and create a triangle, but I don't even want to go there. So tell us some other people. We heard about Chris Brown being caught up in that. And what's the lady that died in that plane crash?
Aaliyah,
who died, in that plane crash. So it's been told that that was supposed to happen. It wasn't because it had too much luggage, as was stated in the news.
Well, they get sacrificed, They get sacrificed all the time. So you've got Kanye West. I mean, if you go up and you actually put the star's name and you go Illuminati, it will show you these people doing the science of the Diablo. I mean, Aretha Franklin, way back when we didn't know what they were doing. She's given the science, but they do it so slick. And you look at their album covers, and they'll tell you whether they're not, if they're part of the Illuminati.
Tell us what we can see so we would know when we see it. What do we look for?
Okay, real quick, you've got a hat over covering one eye. Okay, anything. So only one eye shows. That means they're a part of the Illuminati. You might see them, the pyramid, a sunrise or a sunset, which means the light of Lucifer. Okay, that's what they're doing. If you've got people, a triangle or a pyramid in it, or you might have people like three of them if they're in a, four. All right, there's three of them. They may stand in a way which forms a triangle. Okay, they'll make the triple six with their fingers. So you put your first finger and the thumb together and your last three fingers up, and that means that's 666. And there's a famous one with Michael Jackson when he was like 10, doing a six with both his hands over his eyes. And people, when you see that, you go, oh, my God, he must be, putting pretend glasses on. But when you know it means, the sign of Satan, it's like, oh, man, he was telling us back then he sold out. Or his parents sold him out. They were responsible for that child, They could have said, no, we're not going to let you become part of the satanic cult, but they were in it for fame. They wanted the money, and they got it. So it goes on and on. I'm telling you, Kenny Loggins, Jennifer Aniston, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Jet Li, all those people up there, they are part of it.
So
if they're a star.
The Illuminati and Scientology that I hear about, are they kind of like similar? Because a lot of people talk about Scientology as well.
Well, that's not something I really, really don't know other than it's a form of mind control. And the people that I know personally that were in it had to give a lot of money to play and for their lessons.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, they sold you a program. So, it's like anything. You got to be careful with what you get into. I'm telling you, there are so many satanic things out there. Satan has a hold on the planet. It blows me away. And it has ruined music for me. I loved music until I found out that all the stars I really love sold themselves to be there, and it taints it a little bit.
It has
I just
to
can't,
be.
I don't have that joy anymore, because it's not pure, and they gained that. And I always step back and just go, okay, do I really like your music because I like it or because you did magic?
Exactly. Wow, that blows me away. I see that Gail has a question. Gail, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, not so much of a question, but I do appreciate Kathy and her knowledge bringing it, forth so people can realize that the devil is real and he's working hard because his time is almost up. So anybody who's out there with his army, maybe you need to turn around and get over with the other army because it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all, so... and it's like she had also mentioned, a lot of those stars out there in Hollywood, that's what they did. They sold them souls to the devil. Some of them even admitted that they did. You know, some of them even admitted that they sold their souls to the devil. And then trying to get out of that contract will even cost you your career or your life. Because once you're with the devil, you got to, when you dance to the devil's music, you got to pay. So
yeah,
whatever.
And he doesn't play it easy. You know, he's a hard ass.
Right. So if you, you know, if you out there, you just sold your soul, expect to pay up. You're going to pay up one way or the other. You know, so that's what happened to Biggie, Tupac, you know, and Michael Jackson, the same thing. So, you know, just like I said, if you, you know the devil, you know his work, so just go in the opposite direction whenever you're confronted with him. And be very, very careful. Some things, he's very cunning. Like I said, he can make you believe that right is wrong, and people will go with that. So, you know, you just have to be very careful when it comes to being under the clutches of the evil one, the father of the lie.
You are so on.
Thank you, darling.
So scary.
And it's removing the veil so people see this. And the more we talk about this and say, look, stop supporting them. Stop giving them your money. Stop going to the concerts and getting cursed. Stop listening to their music and bringing that music into your home with demons. It's not acceptable behavior, you know?
I have one
choose, and there's no fence sitting.
Yes. What about the people that sings gospel?
Oh, you can. A lot of those have sold. And sometimes you look at their album covers, and it'll tell you. And I just look, and I go, my God, you're not singing to God and Jesus at all. You're singing to Satan. And the one that I mentioned, that Christian that walked out on the Grammys, her name is Natalie Grant. That woman is light. I would ask everybody to support her. Go buy her records because she walked out on the Grammys. And if you don't think they're not going to come after her or do something because they're pissed because of what she did, you bet they will. So support her. Buy her album. That woman is light. She stood up, and she was the only one that left. That says something. That means everybody else in there is in the club, you know, unless they brought their mother or their brother who doesn't know what it is. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, is there any other names that you know of in the gospel field that are singing gospel songs but yet still there worshiping the devil? Any other names I can throw out there so people can not support them?
You know, I don't have them right in front of me. What I would suggest doing is simply looking at their album covers before
okay,
you buy, and they
for?
Will tell you. They,
okay.
A lot of, even the gospel, they will put a hat over one eye like the country western singers do. You know, some way they'll have a covering over one eye, and that's not normal, okay? If you see a sunrise or a sunset in the background,
I believe Diedrich Madden is. I definitely believe he is.
Who was that?
Diedrich. I think his name is Diedrich Madden. The guy
Madden
who's
from
on
the Preachers
of
on
L.A.
TV?
Oh, them all.
Yeah, that's Diedrich Madden, yeah.
Madden.
So you saying I must look out for seeing someone covering one eye with a hat or whatever. I should look out for a triangular symbol, right?
Uh-huh, and they can be done, I mean, Dion. The French singer, she did an album cover, and it was how she stood. She parted her legs, so there was a pyramid with how she parted her legs.
Ew.
Okay, and, you know, but you don't think about it because you just think, oh, she's just standing like that and posing. And everything they do for a purpose.
Well, let me say something. I'm a writer as well. And
Celine Dion, thank you. That, see, it
okay.
came to me. Sorry, I had to say her name. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I have a question. I write books, and my book covers, you know, sometimes I just pick them because they look weird. Now, one of my books that I wrote called Peeling Back the Mask, it shows this scary guy in one eye and a mask on his face. So do you think with that, you know, because I can't change it now, that people might think I'm caught up in satanic stuff?
You know, that is an Illuminati symbol. And mm-hmm. I look at people when I, you know, like I go on my Facebook, you know how people have their little pictures up? And
right.
I, when people only show one half of their face, I just look and I go, why? And I have to look and see what they're about. I mean, I would look and see what you're about. And then I go, oh, she's okay. You know, this is not something she intended, and it's, you know, really innocent.
Well, it gives me insight for my future book covers. I don't want to do that. I don't want to give the wrong impression. I don't want no signs of pyramids. I don't want no one eyes. I don't want none of the V symbols because I am a child of God, you know, and that's how I live my life. But I want you one more time to repeat to our guests, Kathy, how they can get a hold of you. And we're going to wrap this show up. And I'm so glad everybody tuned in tonight to listen, you know, because this was a great show. But I want you to share how they can get your music. I mean, not your music, I'm sorry. Your
okay.
information.
Okay. Well, you can contact me through my website at www.angelitom.com. Or they can Facebook me, that sounds so dirty, Kathy Bilski, or they can call my store number at 808-775-9400 between 11 and 4 p.m. Hawaiian time. And I'm 5 hours behind you guys. So,
wonderful.
But I have caller ID, and if you call, I know you call, and I do call back.
That's
and
wonderful.
I love the music you've had on. Oh, my gosh, you're going to have to send
Go
me
there.
The one. Where she, one word, you know, gives out the paper thing. That is brilliant. I love that.
What song was that?
The one that she was serving in the paper.
Oh, she's got papers on me, Betty
Wright. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, that's brilliant. I want to put that on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a great song. And I want also my listeners to know that you can reach me, authorist Terry Elyle, at www.terrylyle.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google. I'm on Yahoo. I'm all over the place. And my books can be purchased from me, and I can autograph them, or Barnes & Noble, or Amazon.com, or any local retailer. And I want to thank you, Kathy, for showing up. I want to thank Carolyn for showing up tonight. She has got off the line. And I just want to thank all of y'all for tuning in, because this has been a really fun show, and I still have some more questions. And, you know, I'm glad that you released the curses from all the listeners that were listening. And I just want to give a shout-out to Kelly Moore's dad in Nebraska. I hope he feels better. I want to give a shout-out to my mama, Lola Matthews in South Carolina. And I want to thank all of my listeners from north to south, east to west, from tuning in. And I want to give all y'all a chance to say goodbye. And I'm going to start with my guest. Kathy, do you have a shout-out for anyone?
Oh, gosh. Oh, aloha, everybody. It's been fun. We have to do this again.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, Kathy, I have some other ladies that are my colleagues in the radio business that I'm sure they're going to want you as a guest on their show. One is on the line right now, Mrs. Delicious Johnson. Mrs. Johnson, you want to give a shout-out before we go?
Yes, I want to say thank you, Terry, for having this wonderful show, and I do appreciate you, Kathy, and your other guests. I didn't get your other guest's name. What's her name?
Carolyn Chris Yeager.
Yeah, Carolyn and Kathy, I do appreciate you ladies coming on tonight, you know, to give out the information, and it was very informative information, so hopefully the listeners, you know, go away with something, and, you know, I will be getting in touch with you, Kathy, because I would like to have you as a guest on my radio show. And, you know, I wish you the best, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And I have a Blog Talk Radio show that airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. And,
perfect.
Yeah, Bringing Sexy Back, that's every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, I would love to be. That's perfect. Awesome.
So I'll be reaching out for you to, you know, become a guest on my show sometime this month, well, February. And,
I'll give her the information for you, Kathy. I'll give her your phone number.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
right.
And also I'll give this opportunity to my mom, Miss Lola Matthews. You want to say goodbye or say a shout-out to anyone?
No. Just God bless.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Just say God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, darling. God bless you back.
Thank you.
Same here. God bless you back. So we're going to wrap this up with a tune by Carl Melvin and the Blue Notes. It's called I Miss You. And tune in next week at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another exciting show that we can't do without you. And you take care and good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Terry.
Good night. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Mom.
Hi, aloha.
Aloha, darling.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still listening to it. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to.
Yeah!
guess what? I know this is gonna knock you in, but I even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but. Lucky I haven't been. Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it. Like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. So I want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me. Does he still like to go down by the supermarket?
He can give you the world.
If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Swear. Well, you done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
That was another beautiful selection by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. The title of the song was I Miss You. And with that being said, to God be the glory. Thank you for another show. And we'll do this again next week at 7:30 p.m. Tell all your friends. All you got to do is call 347-945-6003 and just listen in. If you missed the show, go to the archives because they will be there. And I just want to thank again everyone who listened in, and I just want to give a special shout-out to a special woman, and that's my mom, Lola Matthews. Love you. And with that being said, good night, everybody. Good night, Gail.
Good night, Terry, darling. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Good night, Mommy.
Night, baby cake.
Good night, Miss Matthews.
Gail said good night, Miss Matthews.
Good night, darling.
Good night, hon.
All right. And that's a wrap. Bye-bye.